This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 as the Free State Project closes in on 96% of its goal of reaching 20,000 people who have signed up and pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire, as Daryl, you and I have done.
Yes.
And I'm Ian, and we've moved here to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime, or at least get as darn close as we possibly can. We're getting ready to get to 96%. 95 just happened a couple days ago. It's been a huge increase in just the last month and a half for the Free State Project, and it's very, very exciting. Now, of course, there are a lot of reasons to move to New Hampshire if you love liberty, and there are over 101 of them, actually. There are 101 reasons listed over at 101reasonsfilm.com. That's where you can watch an hour-long documentary about how amazing it is to actually be here in New Hampshire and all of the advantages that New Hampshire has. In the last hour, we were touching on some of the political advantages, like the fact that you can actually talk to state reps.
Yes.
Like, they treat you like you're a human being, many of them.
Right. You can not only talk to them, but you can actually get to know them on a personal level.
It's true. And you'll probably see a number of them there at the Liberty Forum, which is coming up here in about a month at Manchester. I bet you there'll be several, if not a dozen, in attendance there. There were quite a few last year. And so not only are you able to actually get in touch with these people and help persuade them to the ideas of freedom, those that don't actually already agree with us on everything, and there are already some that pretty much do, but also the entire system is more accessible. So you can walk in with a gun on your hip.
Yes.
You can walk in with two. Christopher Cantwell was there this week with two guns on his both sides of his hips. And so, you know, that alone, I think, would shock a lot of people, that you can walk into this government, this all-important government building with all these important politicians in there and carry a gun openly. Pretty amazing stuff. But further, each and every one of those 800-plus pieces of legislation that have been introduced here in this 2016 term, each and every one of those has to receive a public hearing.
Yes.
And that apparently is not particularly common. Now, Daryl, I've never actually been to another state house in my life, so I don't know what it's like there. But I presume that there are some bills that just get shoved under the rug and basically they never see the light of day publicly.
That's how it happens in a lot of states.
A lot of places. Is it the majority of them, I wonder, though? I don't expect
probably,
you to know, but yeah.
Probably. I can tell you from experience of states that I've lived in, mm-hmm. and knowing people that have, you know, tried getting legislation through in various states, that in Alabama they can just let a bill die in committee, meaning that it gets placed in committee, the committee never has a hearing, the committee never votes on sending the bill out of committee. But in New Hampshire, there's a requirement that every bill has to have what they call an executive session by a certain date, and that date is early February.
Mm-hmm.
So every bill has to, you know, either have the executive. There are some bills that if they're going to a second committee, then, you know,
there's rules where they can.
Right,
take it
there's
longer,
rules but on those, but they have to have a hearing, and then there's a date
and a public hearing where anyone can show up and talk to the committee.
Correct. And then there are rules on when legislation has to be out of the first house, meaning that
it goes to the
either the House or the Senate, yeah, has to take first action of adopt, reject, retain, table. There's a date that activity has to happen.
Right.
And there are a lot of states that do not have those rules to where stuff can just die.
And so this means that even the most wacky-sounding piece of legislation, because, again, there's 400 state reps, and so there's a whole range of crazy in there. Even the most wacky-sounding piece of legislation has to come up for a public hearing. And it may be that only the state rep who proposed it is the only one there to speak for it. I mean, that might be possible.
Yes.
But usually you do have to have, a co-signer or whatever they call it, a co-sponsor?
You don't need co-sponsors.
Really? You don't need a second person to submit? Interesting.
No, you need yourself.
That's it. As a state rep. And many of these state reps will actually accept you giving them proposed legislation. So, Daryl, you are not a state representative.
Correct.
But you have written legislation that you would like to see put into play here in New Hampshire.
Yes, and I actually have a few bills that are introduced this year.
Pretty amazing. I mean, how many libertarians out there who've ever been active in their state politically could ever say that? I mean, maybe there's one out there, but it never happened in Florida that I know of.
It's incredibly rare.
Yeah.
I will say that.
So you've actually got enough liberty-minded people in the state house in New Hampshire already, with the Free State Project not having had its official move yet begin. It's already to the point where there are enough liberty-minded people there that you can just submit something to them. Because every state rep is busy. You know, they don't want to take the time to actually write the legislation themselves. If somebody else is willing to write the legislation and they agree with the thrust of the legislation, they'll take it.
And one of the things that I wanted to introduce, there were actually three different state reps that, independent of one another, introduced
something similar.
Yeah. Something incredibly similar. There
What's
were
the
two
issue?
State reps that actually introduced the same exact wording. So
what?
One of the state reps contacted and said, "Do you mind if I withdraw mine because somebody else introduced the same thing?"
Wow.
The prohibiting the Warren articles from being amended in deliberative session.
This is
the Warren article. It's the
ballot proposal,
limited
basically.
Version of ballot initiative.
And
that
only
we have.
Local. It's only local in
it's
this case. On
only
the
local.
Board.
In Keene, it's the school
right.
board. There are some
Elsewhere
municipalities where it's the entire town.
Yeah.
But right now, you can, you know, if you get enough signatures in Keene, it's 25 signatures. On a proposal, then it goes on what they call the ballot, the official ballot as a warrant article. However, there are procedures in place to where that can be amended. And that does not happen in Colorado, for instance, where they put the tax and regulate cannabis thing on the ballot. There was no, after they submitted the petition, somebody came up and said, "I want to change the wording to be don't tax and regulate." So there's this process in place that basically
allows these things to be gutted.
Allows for the minority. I'm going to say it allows for the minority to harm the rights of another minority.
Well, what it does is it allows for the politically favored to come in and just basically gut out anything that the minority proposes that
right.
they don't
so
like.
Right. So in our situation here in Keene, there's about 100 people that show up to what's called the deliberative session.
This is for the school board, yeah.
And you have about 80 people that will vote to amend this proposal.
All of whom are teachers or, like, love, you know, people who love the teacher, their, you know, their husband or wife or whoever might be attending with them.
And
there.
The lawyer in the audience.
Yeah, and Conan is actually the guy who does this, our Tuesday night co-host. He breaks his butt to go out there and get these signatures because it's harder than you think it is to get 25
yes.
signatures in the middle of wintertime in, you know, New Hampshire. And he goes
25
out there,
signatures
per
from
question.
Registered voters.
Right, per question.
Who live in Keene.
Right. And so it's hard. It's hard to do that. And so he does that. You know, he constructs the ballot measure. He goes out. He gets the signatures. He submits them. And now I believe it's 4 years in a row where there's this lawyer who attends this deliberative session. And he comes in there. The lawyer comes in and proposes basically changes the little wording tweaks that just
right.
gut the meaning of what Conan's trying to do. So Conan might try to
sometimes he'll actually wind up wording it to create a study committee too.
Yeah. And sometimes it'll just change one word, and it'll completely gut the meaning of it.
Yeah, so repeal the authority to ratify the authority means the complete opposite, and a no vote doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so the lawyer's smart, and he's going in to basically completely throw the wrench in what Conan's trying to do. And all Conan wants to do is get his question in front of the voters.
Yes.
The full voters to see, well, do the voters of Keene want to see a budget reduction? Okay, so there's always, with the school board, always a budget increase, year after year after year. And so Conan wants to see, let's say, 5% reduction. Well, then this lawyer comes to this deliberative session, proposes the basically completely gut the wording, and all the teachers in the room, who all get paid by the school board, they vote
to gut the wording.
Yes.
And so you're saying that there's a piece of legislation that would enshrine that someone's wording could not be gutted.
Right. It says that the intent cannot be modified.
And there's still some wiggle room there, but nonetheless, it's better than what we
not
have.
Not really.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a cab driver tells lie after lie after lie about his experience with Uber. We'll share it with you. Got the audio. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll free, if you want, 855-450-FREE.
Coming up, a lying cab driver. In fact, a cab company owner tells whopper after whopper to a state committee hearing earlier this week. I've got the audio. And see if you can count the number of lies this guy tells when we go through it. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We'll get to that. But first, to the phones and your calls. I also want to let you know about a new book by David Hathaway. It's called Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. And what he does is takes apart the arguments of the purported libertarians who are arguing against open borders, like those who have been, inspired by Austrian economists like Hoppe and Rothbard. There are people these days who claim to be libertarian but also want to close down borders. David Hathaway eviscerates those ideas in his new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. And also, he still supports the position in the book that an individual property owner has the right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. So get your copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com and entering the Amazon links you'll find there. That way Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. Let's go to Jake. He's in Connecticut on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. So tonight I wanted to ask what your thoughts are on certain libertarian candidates who have talked badly about the non-aggression principle and really seem to have abandoned it within their ideals.
What is the non-aggression principle?
Well, in my view of it, and it's probably not the perfect definition because this is off the top of my head, it's the idea that you do not violate another person's property or rights, you could say.
That you don't use aggression. You're not willing to use aggression to get people to do the things that you want them to do or to not do the things that you don't want them to do. That ultimately someone who adheres to the non-aggression principle would eschew the ideas of that aggression.
Daryl, yeah, that's a much better definition than mine.
That's not the optimum, though. Daryl, do you have a better one?
I do, but not off the top of my head. But yeah, just to sort of, you know, like combine the two things. Don't hurt people. Don't take their stuff.
Yep.
And respect their rights.
Basic playground rules here.
Right. Basic playground rules.
This is what the libertarians are historically known for promoting. Libertarian candidates like Harry Brown for president back in the year 2000 or Michael Badnarik after him had promoted the ideas of non-aggression. And since 2004, after the 08 campaign with Bob Barr being nominated, the Libertarian Party has been sliding down into the abyss. And basically these national candidates, they have rejecting the ideas of non-aggression. Now you've got Gary Johnson coming out and saying that he believes that, or, you know, he took it back later, but saying that he believed that there could be a ban on burqas in the United States would be an example of using aggression to facilitate someone's political ideology. So you say there are candidates now who are promoting getting rid of the non-aggression principle. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, so I don't really want to say the guy's name, honestly, because he doesn't need any more advertising. He provides enough of his
own. Is it a national presidential candidate?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Is it more than one? From what I understand, Daryl, you've had debates with some of these alleged libertarian candidates, and more than one of them has rejected the non-aggression principle.
There's really only one that vocally rejects it. There are others who have positions that seem to reject the non-aggression principle.
I say if your position on an issue rejects non-aggression, or rather embraces aggression, then you've rejected the non-aggression principle. It has to be applied every issue, every time.
But the candidate, and I'm fairly certain I know who you're talking about, Jake, his initials are AP, and there are actually people that are using the acronym NAP for non-aggression principle to be not this other person.
Got it.
So, you know, I do like the sort of double entendre there of using the hashtag NAP.
Okay. So you're frustrated by this, Jake.
Well, I'm not frustrated. It's just the fact that you can't be a libertarian and deny the non-aggression principle. That's the basis of our philosophy.
Correct.
If you're not taking the non-aggression principle into your belief system, you're nothing more than a pot-smoking Republican or a gun-toting Democrat.
Which I don't have a problem with pot-smoking Republicans or gun-toting Democrats.
If you look at this guy, he looks like the typical college Republican. Yeah. It took me a while to figure out who you were talking about. Okay.
He looks like a typical college Republican.
This is a young guy who publishes a relatively popular libertarian website. Yeah. And he's not really a libertarian. He's not really a libertarian, right?
He's not. And he's still, even as someone claiming to be a candidate for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, he still posts things on Facebook, hashtag stand with Rand.
Who is obviously also not a libertarian. So, Jake, what do you want to do about it? I mean, because I understand there's like a libertarian national radical caucus yes. that exists that is trying to drag the kicking and screaming libertarian party back to its principles. I don't know if it's a futile attempt, but, Daryl, you happen to be one of the board members of that radical caucus. Isn't that right?
Not of the caucus itself, but of the platform committee of the caucus.
I see.
The caucus at this point is still an unofficial group, but we're trying to work on that and make it something that is a more cohesive thing.
So these are the guys who showed up. I mean, you guys have been around for a little bit. Weren't you at the last convention in 2012 for the Libertarian Party where y'all tried to push for Dr. Mary Ruart as the presidential candidate?
I was not at the 2012 convention.
But weren't the Radical Caucus guys there for that?
There have been radicals there. Yeah. And there have been actually throughout the history of the Libertarian Party at least three different caucuses that were LP Radical Caucus.
Hmm.
So there was one back in the 70s, and then that one sort of dissolved, and then there was one in the late 80s, early 90s, and that one sort of dissolved, and then there's the unofficial radical caucus that sprung up in, like, the mid-aughts.
Is it futile, Daryl, what you're doing with the radical caucus? Is the Libertarian Party too far gone to be saved from itself?
I don't know. I like to think that it's not futile. But at the same time, and I realize, Ian, that you have left the National Libertarian Party.
Yes,
and I completely understand the frustration. But I sort of look at it of if I leave and other people like me leave, then the party will never, there's no shot of the party ever going back to the party of principles. So I sort of feel like
don't care what happens to them.
I sort of feel like the guy from Dumb and Dumber.
One of the dumb guys?
Yeah, where he's asking the chick and she's like, no, it's more like one in a million. And he says, so you're saying there's a chance.
but is it even
so
worth it?
So as long as I stay in the Libertarian Party, you're saying there's a chance that we could return to that party of principle. If I completely leave and abandon the party, there's no chance. I realize it's, you know, like that hitting the Powerball sort of chance of it returning completely to the party of principle with me in the party, but you can't win the Powerball if you don't buy a ticket, and you can't get the LP back to being the radical party of principle if you're not in the Libertarian Party.
Jake, I don't know where you were going with this. I don't know if you really got to the gist of your point.
Yeah, hold
if not, stand by. We'll continue. I just don't know if it's worth it, Daryl. I mean, you only have so much effort you can spend on things. Why bother with the National Party when we could do things more effective locally?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Is it even worth it to spend time and effort trying to pull the Libertarian Party back from the abyss? I mean, they already jumped over the cliff. So now you're literally pulling them back. Yeah, that's a lot harder to pull someone once they've jumped over the cliff. They've got a rope attached to them, and it's fraying, and it's, like, really bad. It's a terrible situation as opposed to, like, stopping them from jumping in the first place. That's where you are, Daryl Perry. You are teaming up with some self-styled radicals in the Libertarian Party, and it's sad that there have to be people who are now calling themselves radicals, who are the principled ones in the Libertarian Party, but that's how far it truly has fallen. And Jake is on the line with us here expressing his, expressing some concern for this. Jake in Connecticut. I don't know if you really even got to where you were going with. Apparently there's at least one presidential candidate who's openly rejecting the Libertarian Party's, you know, the idea of the non-aggression principle, which, by the way, you have to sign a statement when you join the Libertarian Party saying that you don't support or advocate the use of initiatory force to achieve political or social goals or something like that. And so, therefore, he obviously signed that statement.
He signed that statement.
Yeah.
But he and others who believe like him say that that statement just means I won't be involved in a revolution.
Well, now he's come out, and you've said this one candidate has openly rejected the non-aggression principle.
Yes, and he says that anyone who abides by it is to be treated like a kindergartner.
All right, Jake is on the line in Connecticut. Go ahead with further thoughts.
I mean, it's obvious that he's not truly a libertarian, but what's interesting is he's built one of the best supposed libertarian news sites around as far as hit counts and traffic goes.
Yeah, but is it actually a news site? It looks like mostly junk news to
me. It's a clickbaity website, and he advertises to Republicans, basically. So, like, he calls it the Libertarian Republic. And it's very full of Republican-y stuff and very light on Libertarian-y stuff. And most of his support from online polls comes from people that are not Libertarian Party members, have absolutely no interest in becoming Libertarian Party members, let alone joining the Libertarian Party to go vote for him in Orlando. And I've actually seen at least one person that I know says that this person is actually bringing people into the Libertarian Party because she's renewing her membership to vote against him in the convention.
Well, I mean, it comes down to is, yes, he's been able to reach Republicans. There's not much Libertarian content on there. But I wonder, is there some lessons to learn from his not always very honest tactics, but he's very good at promotion. So I wonder if maybe we have something to learn from his methods. Maybe it's stuff not to do. There's some things he's done articles on the top 10 hottest women in the libertarian movement, which I would never think would be a very good thing to do, especially without those females' permission. But I just wonder if maybe we've missed the boat a little bit on promotion, and the guy's just nothing. He's a good promoter. So I kind of wonder.
Yeah, thanks, Jake, for the call tonight. I appreciate that. What do you think, Daryl?
He's definitely a good self-promoter, but self-promotion and promotion of the ideas of liberty are not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is promoting himself. He's not promoting the ideas of liberty.
I'll admit, I am not an expert at promoting things. I mean, I have channels through which I can promote things. You know, I have Free Talk Live. I have LRN.FM. I've created these places where things can be promoted. But, you know, I put up a fundraiser last year to try to raise money for satellite time, and we raised about a fraction, you know, like a good fourth of the amount that I wanted to raise. So I don't really feel like I'm particularly well-connected or that I know how to best pitch things. I just sort of put it out there and hope that people will respond to it. So I think that, yeah, Liberty Media could do a better job. I don't know if you want to follow this guy's example, though.
Right, because I don't see what he's doing as really being Liberty Media.
Yeah.
I see it as being clickbaity, and yeah, there's kind of a Liberty message if you can get through all the watered-down sort of nonsense. But I don't know. There might be a lesson to learn, but I don't know what it is.
It's hard to be in Liberty Media because it's a niche audience. There's not
right.
a large amount of people out there who are the choir, if you will. And Free Talk Live is one of the few that's actually out there in broadcast radio. You know, there are a few others. Freedom Fiends is a good example of that, and maybe Jason Stapleton's kind of getting his feet wet in that as well. And I don't know how libertarian he is. I haven't given enough listening time to him. But those are a couple of libertarian shows that are also on broadcast radio. If we want our message to reach beyond the choir, then it is going to be important to be better at doing that. But ultimately, there's just so far this message can go. I mean, when you compare like libertarian podcasts to, say, Adam Carolla or these other podcasts that are, you know, hosted by people with nationally sort of known celebrities or are funny, you know, regularly, like a funny kind of comedy podcast,
yeah.
It just doesn't, you know, Liberty doesn't have the same attraction as cat videos or funny things or poop jokes, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, there's a certain level where we just can't reach that. And maybe someday there'll be some sort of huge renaissance and people will be voraciously hungry for these ideas, but I don't know when that's going to be because I don't see it on the horizon.
Yeah, and it's actually interesting that you mentioned that because I stumbled across a podcast called The School of Greatness.
Okay.
And I stumbled across it because the guy interviewed some singer that I... Alanis Morissette. He interviewed Alanis Morissette. And she was talking about unschooling.
Okay.
And a lot of really good liberty ideas were being brought up. And so then I went and listened to some of his other stuff. And he's got a lot of really good liberty ideas, but he's not promoting this thing as a libertarian podcast.
Okay. That might be the best thing for him.
Yeah. So, you know, like, it's some guy that I'd never heard of the guy, but he's been doing his podcast for a couple of years now because he's on episode 277.
Cool.
And, you know, so he's getting the ideas of liberty out there, and I don't even think that's his intent. So, you know, maybe he's doing it right, and we should take some lessons from that guy.
Well, yeah, and I think that really you've got to find the path for you. And I think that if you adopt what other people are doing too much, then you aren't really who you
are. Then you're just emulating other people, and you're not being true to yourself.
Right. There's a tricky, you know, oh, is this a good idea? How can I adopt this into what I'm doing? And also, there are other libertarian websites, by the way. I mean, just he mentioned this Libertarian Republic site, which, as you say, is not actually a libertarian site.
Right.
But, you know, if you look at, like, lourockwell.com, for instance, I mean, just a quick glance at an Alexa rating. Now, look, I know Alexa, not scientific. Not scientific, but it's something you can look at to gauge a relative, you know, popularity, get us some sort of indicator of what the popularity of a website is without knowing their actual web statistics, because you don't know what the, you know, the web server is actually serving out.
Right.
So this is just one way to do that. The Libertarian Republic site is ranked at 47,800 globally, and Lou Rockwell's site is 23,900. So the lower number is the more popular site. So Lou Rockwell has a more popular website. So if we're going to adopt what other people are doing, wouldn't we want to adopt what the number one site is doing as opposed to the number five site or whatever? And I'm not saying there aren't different lessons you could learn and different approaches that you could take from one to the
other. But at the same time, you have to be true to yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to be true to yourself.
And that's, to me, the number one thing to do. That doesn't mean you can't look at other options for, well, maybe we're not doing this as efficient as we could. Maybe we're not doing, you know, maybe we could be doing better at X, Y, or Z. Like, for instance, there was one of our supporters, Free Talk Live Amplifier, who sent this incredibly lengthy and detailed email to me about how we could be more effective on social media. And a lot of these ideas were like killer ideas, and I wouldn't have a problem adopting them if I had the time to adopt them.
Right.
And really, for me, that was like, oh my God, I would love to do all of this, but I have no time for doing most of it, and at this point, we can't afford to hire someone to do it. But maybe at some point, we can do that and push forward with the AMP program, which we'll tell you about, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian. Oh, sorry, Daryl. That's a screw-up.
And Daryl.
All right, now I can hear you. So we're going to get to your phone calls and thoughts. I also want to invite you to join us online. Get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links there, there's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US. You get your shopping done, get what you need, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. Very simple. Helps us out. You get the same great prices you're used to, same huge selection, everything you're used to with Amazon. Just go through shop.freetalklive.com to do that as we go to your calls and your thoughts. Still to come, the taxi cab company owner who told lie after lie, what I believe to be lie after lie, to the council, or not the council, committee, a transportation committee. And it's a ridiculous audio that we will play for you here in moments. But first, Gamma Blast is on the line in Chicago. Gamma Blast, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, envision a future with me. It's November. Polls have closed. Daryl W. Perry is our next president. What department are you going to cut, or what law are you going to revoke, or what action are you going to take? The very first thing, the most important step, what's it going to be?
Good question.
The very first thing that I would do is issue a pardon for Private Manning, Ross Ulbricht, and drop all charges against Edward Snowden. I would then give a blanket pardon to all nonviolent, victimless criminals that are in federal court or in federal prison.
Excellent. Excellent. Very, very Harry Brown of you. I believe that that was Harry Brown's first planned move when he was elected, if he were elected as president back in the year 1996.
And then after that, I would start working with Congress to abolish all forms of taxation, fund every government entity through private means, and start repealing things from that point forward.
I always liked Harry Brown's. I'm sorry to keep referring back to the past, but inevitably all libertarian candidates in my mind are compared to Harry Brown. You remember when he proposed actually destroying the IRS building with a wrecking ball and then selling off the pieces of the building to the highest bidder to help pay off Social Security recipients?
I do not remember that, but it sounds amazing. And it actually... You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me after the Berlin Wall fell. Remember where you could buy for, you know,
the pieces
like
of it,
$19.95
sure.
plus $5 shipping and handling, you could get a yeah. piece of the Berlin Wall. And people were like, I want a piece of that.
It's awesome. It's a great idea.
And millions upon millions of dollars were raised because yep. people wanted a chunk of concrete that they were told was from the Berlin Wall.
All right. So Gamma Blast, there you go. He's going to pardon a bunch of nonviolent prisoners. First thing.
I'd go for abolishing the IRS first, I think. What would that take?
Abolishing the IRS would take Congress. That cannot be done unilaterally.
But you could unilaterally withdraw troops from around the globe, right?
Yes.
Would you do that?
Yes.
Same day?
Yes.
Excellent. You got my vote. Gamma Blast?
And another thought I had, what if you just said something like, from this point forward, we're never going to hire another government worker. Once they retire, that's...
Yeah,
so,
certainly.
So there's nobody left.
Would you be able to do that as president, as the executive? Like, would you be able to issue some sort of diktat down to all of the bureaucrats and say, you shall not hire?
All of the bureaucratic agencies are part of the executive branch. The president oversees. Yeah. So, yeah, the president could put okay. a hiring freeze.
Interesting.
I have not thought of that. I love it, and I'll adopt it. Thank you, Gamma Blast.
All right, bye.
There you go. You're your new campaign consultant. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. DarrellWPerry.com is your campaign website.
Yes.
And you are in the race for the Libertarian nomination, which isn't going to happen for another 4 months or so.
The end of May?
Yeah, so... Got a little ways to go on that one.
Little ways to go. A lot of state conventions between now and then.
Including
some of them
New
I will be able to attend.
Including the New Hampshire one, which is tomorrow.
New Hampshire one tomorrow. Maine is early May. I've committed to that one. I've been invited to the one down in Pennsylvania in Philadelphia,
cool.
beginning of April. And that's within driving distance. And I've got somebody that just messaged me that... They're making a donation so that I can attend the
wow.
Louisiana convention in Baton Rouge coming up mid-April, I believe.
Isn't Louisiana going to be like a combo with Mississippi? Or is that
no, that's Alabama and Mississippi.
Okay.
That's coming up the end of February.
And you're going to be there,
that one.
All right. So you're making the rounds.
I'm making the rounds.
That's
yes.
what it takes to get the nomination for the Libertarian Party. So I was in a hearing at the State House on Monday. You were testifying somewhere else at the time, Daryl. So
not on Monday.
Oh, sorry, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Thank you for the clarification.
I was in the election law committee for the morning on Tuesday, then went to the education committee, testified on a wonderful free speech on college campuses bill.
Oh, that's right. And then you had to take off. So you
and then I had
the
to take off to go take care of the pigs.
So you weren't even in the building when the Uber bill happened. I stayed for this. It was a late afternoon hearing. And so usually with these late afternoon hearings, like in this case, not even quite half of, I guess just over half of the amount of committee members that were supposed to be there were not there. So it was a relatively poorly attended hearing as far as the committee themselves.
Yes.
But what they were hearing was a proposal to basically regulate Uber, to regulate ride-sharing companies operating in New Hampshire. Right now, it's Uber. Arcade City is sort of coming soon. That one is being planned right now. You can go to arcade.city and learn more about that. Which is going to sort of decentralize Uber even further. And in this hearing, there were people testifying for this bill and against it. In my case, I sort of in the middle of the road. I like that it would, if you're going to regulate, and I don't think that you should, state people, if you're going to regulate, then this is better than having 300 different towns have different regulations
right.
in New Hampshire to have one uniform regulation across the whole state. But the optimum situation for liberty would be to prohibit any local regulations on taxi cabs and ride-sharing companies. Unfortunately, that's not in the cards. So
right.
this probably is a good thing, but it's an icky kind of good thing.
It's probably, I would say it's the best that we can hope
for right now.
Right now.
Yeah. So the cab driver doesn't like it, though. He's a cab company owner. His name is David Weeks. This is the only cabbie in the room. I expected to see at least one, and boy, did he provide some entertainment. So definitely the best part of the video. It's about an hour-long hearing. We're only going to play the clip from him speaking. And see if you can count the number of lies that he tells in his testimony.
And generally, testimony is 3 to 5 minutes.
That's correct. And you're not sworn in either, so there's no, he's not under oath or anything like that. Here we go. He's sitting down very openly.
Yes, everyone knows who I am from before. I represent the NB Taxing Courier Service and Concord Cab Company. Just a few things. I have no axe to grind whatsoever.
Oh, no axe to grind. No. You'll hear this one.
I also note that he did not introduce himself, and you're supposed to introduce yourself for the record.
He testified previously, so he said, you know me from before. So what he meant was on a different bill, like the one that was right before this one, he also testified.
Okay, well, I testify in the election law committee all the time, and
I make you identify yourself.
Well, anyway. They don't make me, but I still say, you know, for the record, I'm Daryl Perry.
That's a minor quibble compared to what comes out of his mouth here. So he says he doesn't have an axe to grind.
Well, we can't compete with our prices anyway, but what I'm concerned about is the level playing field, okay? I pay approximately $30,000 to $40,000 a year in regulation fees.
Now, he shouldn't have to.
Right.
There should be no regulations on taxis and no regulations on Uber and rideshare.
Right. And I caught one of the lies he said after the I don't have an axe to grind.
Yeah.
He said Uber can't compete with our prices.
Well, maybe he's right about that. Maybe they are cheaper to take a cab. But you might have to wait 2 hours to get the actual cab to show up. I mean, we've had people talk about how bad taxi cabs can be, where you got to call this dispatcher and then wait and wait and wait and wait, and you don't know when they're going to show up. There's no app like there is with Uber where it literally shows you the location of the car as they are driving to you.
The last time I took a taxi, I actually scheduled the taxi the night before.
Because you knew it would be a terrible idea to call that morning or whatever.
Well, I knew I need to get to the airport by this time.
Right.
I want to schedule a ride to where I will be at the airport at this time.
Makes sense.
You don't want to wake up at 5 o'clock, oh, I've got to be at the airport in an hour and a half, and then call the taxi. Yeah, it's going to be 2 hours before we can get a taxi over to you.
Now, to be clear, you can't do that with Uber. So that's something that a taxi company still has that Uber doesn't have. As I understand it, Uber does not have the ability to future schedule a ride. You have to request the Uber right now, and then they send it to you right now. So, you know, there's still some things that taxi cab companies can be Uber at, but this guy, boy, oh boy, he just doesn't... Well, we're going to get to what he has to say here in moments. He'll tell you stories about four ostensible times that he used Uber. He claims that he tried Uber out 4 times. And just you wait to hear the claims that he makes about how bad his experiences were. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. More with the Lying Cabby coming up. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.